This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The family of the Good Samaritan who was killed by a Nevada police officer after he killed a gunman has filed a lawsuit against the Arvada Police Department. A year ago this week, a gunman armed with an automatic rifle had already killed a police officer when he was killed by Johnny Hurley, who was shopping nearby and legally carrying a concealed weapon. Then an Arvada police officer killed Hurley, mistaking him for another gunman. The family says it was an egregious error that deprived Hurley of his right to live. The Denver City Council has renewed a contract to continue to shelter as many as 140 unhoused people in the Aloft Hotel over health and safety concerns. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Group shelters aren't safe for people at high risk of dying from COVID. So Denver contracted with hotels like Aloft to give vulnerable people individual housing. The contract was up at the end of June, and some downtown wanted the city to cut ties with Aloft, blaming the residents there for crime and trash. But those residents say the shelter saved their lives and kept streets safer. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
At least 70 people from Aloft have transitioned into full-time housing. Gross Reservoir in Boulder County will stay closed to the public for a few weeks after a fatal truck crash. State Patrol says construction worker Matthew Liu was hauling 7,000 pounds of rock when his truck plunged off the edge of an unpaved road, sending it into deep water. Crews are still working to remove the equipment from the reservoir, which does not yet have a reopening date. Right now in Denver, it's 81 degrees. Expect mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 61. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a chance for storms and a high of 90. This is CPR News.